We are going to start on Daf Yud Ches, Perek Yud Gimel, Chapter 13. Ubeze Yuvan, Lashan Marma Chazal, with this introduction, meaning by understanding the nature of the Beinoni, the Rasha, the Tzaddik, and these different categories, what they are, we now can understand the language of Chazal, which is Beinonim Zev Zeh Shoeftan. We learned that the Beinoni, even though we explained last week, that the Beinoni is a person who at the level he's at right then and there cannot even contemplate the thought of perhaps doing an Aveira. It doesn't enter his mind. So what does it mean, Zev Zeh Shoeftan? The simple meaning of Zev Zeh Shoeftan means he's got two operators, two different forces operating at the same time. Says the Balatanya, nothing doing. Pirsh Yetzer Tov Yetzer Hara. Because the Pasuk says, Ki Amod Li Yamin Evyon, that Hashem stands at the right hand of the Evyon, Lo Yishia Mishoeftei Nafshe, plural, saving him from the judges of his soul. Now, so the Baal Tanya answers this question by saying as follows, V'loy Amru Zev Zeh Moishlim. It doesn't say that they both rule over him. There's a major difference between a Moishel and a Shoifet. What's the difference? Chas v'shalom, Kishiyesh Eze Shlita Umem Sholov L'Yetzahara B'yir Kitana. Because when there is a dominion or an ownership that the Yetzirah would have over the small city, who's the small city? The person. Even if that Yetzirah would be ruling this city, even temporarily, as the Baal Tanya explained last week, the week before, then the person is wicked at that moment, because he's listening, he's letting the Yetzirah rule. So that can't be the meaning. Says the Baal Tanya, brilliant. Chazal are very, very exacting in their language, meaning that the Yetzirah at that moment is not more than a Shoifet V'dayan. He's a judge. He's a Dayan. How do you say a Dayan in English?
A judge.
It is a judge. It's a Jewish judge. He's an arbitrator. Thank you.
Very nice.
He speaks his mind. But when you have three dayanim sitting in on a din Torah, each of them can voice their opinion, but that doesn't mean that the ruling is going to be like them. It just means that they're going to be able to voice their opinion, a very strong opinion at that. The reason he may not be listened to is because there's another judge, there's another dayan who disagrees with him. And you're going to need to come to a decision among them. The actual outcome is going to be according to the decider, but the decider doesn't necessarily mean that any one judge is going to have his opinion abided by. Says the Baal Tanya, Kach Hayetzahara Imedaito. Yeah, he's a Shoifet. He gives his opinion, Bechalal Asmali Shabalev. He voices his opinion, as we discussed in the prior chapters. He voices his opinion in the left chamber of the heart. And absolutely from the heart, his voice comes through loud and clear to the mind. Lahar boy, to introduce the thoughts of this Aveira into the mind. However, umiyad choylik olav ha-shefet ha-sheni. Immediately, the other judge, who actually is much more at home in the mind, as he said earlier, because the mind is the mishkan of the Yetzer Tov, so the other judge immediately disagrees with him. Shehu ha-nefesh ha-likis shebe-mayach, that is the godly soul that exists in the mayach, in the mind. Ha-mispashit b'chalal ha-yemini shebe-leiv, who also spreads his territory, his dominion, to the right chamber of the heart, which is Makan Mishkan Ayetzer Tov. Now, okay, so now we have two differing opinions. Now we have the left chamber of the heart voicing its opinion, do the Aveira. You got the right chamber of the heart and the mind saying, don't do it. Who makes the decision? And this comes to the existential question of, who am I? At any time within the human being, who is the I that's speaking? How many compartments are we made up of? You go. This goes back to the terrible Jewish joke of the guy who goes to the psychiatrist for a multiple personality disorder, and then asks for a group discount. Who are we? We have a Yetzirah, we have a Yetzer Tov. They're both voicing their opinions. All of a sudden, we now have a decider. Well, who is the decider? Are we now made up of three components? So that we have a Yetzer Tov, we have a Yetzirah, and then there is an I. Says the Valtanya, no, we're only two. Who is the machria? Who is the decider? Va'alocha kedivrei machria, who HaKadosh Baruch Hu HaOzrei le'ayetzer tov. The decider is the Almighty who assists the Yetzer Tov. If that's the case, why do we ever lose?
Right. Where's our free will?
How can you ever lose? Well, the answer is, we don't always let God in. Kemayra Chazal, how do you know I'm right? He says, I'll prove it to you. Chazal tell us. Ilmal HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ezrei. Were it not for the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu assists the person, Ein Yochol Loi, we never would be able to win over the Yetzirah. V'Ezer, how, what's the form? How does the Rebbeinu Shalom do this? V'Ezer Hi HaHa'ara. What is the assistance? What does it look like? What does it feel like? It is the illumination. Shemeir Oir Hashem Al HaNefesh Ha'Likis. It is the illumination that HaKadosh Baruch Hu illuminates on the godly soul. Liyis LaYisroin Ushlita. To give the Yetzer Tov the power and the dominion. Al Sichlus Haksil, over the stupidity of the Yetzirah, ki yisr na'am l'achesh ha'kanal, as he said earlier. And here, we got to understand a very fundamental thing. And this is where the introduction of godliness into our being in the form of Torah and mitzvahs plays such a critical role. Because, to the degree that we imbibe godliness into our essence, into our being, to that degree do we introduce more of this Ezer Eleki, more of this godly assistance, in order to give our Yetzer Tov the power to win over the Yetzer. Conversely, Chas V'Shalom, the more evil we inculcate, we put into ourselves, the more we strengthen the Yetzer, the less at home HaKadosh Baruch Hu feels, and the less assistance there is to help the Yetzer Tov overcome the Yetzer Hara. So we need to understand that one of the tremendous functions of the study of Torah, as he discussed earlier, the awesome power of wrapping one's mind around the Torah idea, and the fact that the mind is occupied by that godliness, for with every Torah concept we understand that the ramifications of containing Torah in us are huge, because this is a direct outcome of absorbing God. Because remember, he discussed earlier that unlike any other chachma, where you can separate the being, the creator of the idea from the idea, right? That Beethoven could be lung and buried 6 feet under, and his music still continues to play. That's not how it is with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as he quoted from the Rambam, he and his Torah are one, he and his Chachma are one. And as a result, if we grasp a Torah idea, we need to understand we are absorbing the Rebbeinu Shalom into us, and in turn, that gives the Yetzer Tov the power, the Ezer, to overcome the Yetzer Hara. That being said, okay, that being said, meaning that it is HaKadosh Baruch Hu who assists us every day to overcome evil. Ach be'acha, we're by the period, right, about 70% down on the page. Daf Yudches. Ach be'acha, shara shebechalal asmali bebein iniyu betokvoy, ketol desoy, but since the evil that's in the left chamber in the Beinoni is just as strong as it was the day he was born. Meaning that the Beinoni still has every form of desire to every form of pleasure of this world. And it hasn't become any less by comparison to the good that the person has done. What's more, and this is so refreshing, because what he's saying is we should not have an expectation that as we mature in our Yiddishkeit, that we're going to battle any less, or that we're going to have lesser desires for appetites. No. You could be a Beinoni, and to be a Beinoni, you got to be an awesomely holy dude. And nonetheless, it's going to be right there where it was. Nothing's changing. The only difference is that unlike the Rasha, who allows evil to play itself out in the person's life, this person, the Beinoni, the evil inside of him does not have dominion to spread throughout the limbs. You know why he doesn't have it? Not because the person is some mighty warrior, but because the Rebbeinu Shleim is standing there to save him. And he illuminates the godly soul with extra power. Comes the Valtanya, now answers the question he asked in Perek Aleph. Perek Aleph, he asked the contradiction. It said that a person should always see himself kirosha, like an evil person. How could it be? We learned in Perek Yavas, alti rosha b'fnei atzmecha, that you should never see yourself like as a rosha. Answers the Valtanya the question now with the first answer. Later he gives another answer. And the first answer is, where are we? L'chein nikra ke Rasha. Person's not a Rasha, but he's called like a Rasha. K'mayim ha-chazal, afil kol elam kuli armel mechot tzadik alta, even if the entire world is telling you you're a tzadik, heye be'necha ke Rasha, you should be in your eyes like a Rasha. But, v'loy Rasha mamish, not a Rasha. A real Rasha is somebody who carries out the appetite, somebody who carries out the thoughts. Elish yachzik atzmei lebeinani. The kir Rasha means like a beinani. V'leilam in the oilem shayimim sharasha bein izbat legabay toiv. Do not, what's the message? The message is a critical message. The message is, don't believe when people look at you and they say to you, oh, what a tzaddik, you'd never violate the law. That's a very dangerous thing for a person to begin to believe in themselves. Why is it dangerous? Because the minute a person believes that they've eradicated the evil, they relax, chas v'shalom, from their vigilance, and the Yetzer has got him. Therefore, understand that the person is kirasha, meaning evil is alive and well and vibrant. Keep up your guard. That's the kirasha. Shazuma Dregas Tzadik, this level that he was able to get rid of the evil, that's the level of a tzadik. Eliyah Be'enov, turn the page to page 36. Ki'ilo mehusay v'yatzmusay shalarau betokveyu gurasay. You gotta view it as if the essence of evil is in its full form and full strength. B'chlal asmali in the left chamber, ketol to say as it was in its natural state. Nothing has changed. It's right there as strong as it was, and that's okay. We got to be okay with that. It's a tremendously important lesson. People walk into life with an expectation that they're going to be able to eradicate their natural tendencies and desires for evil. It's not realistic. Not going to happen. V'adirabah. Quite the contrary. Not only is it as bad as it was when you started out, but quite the contrary, it's going to get worse as time goes on. Why? Because the person will have used it a great deal in eating and drinking, and other needs of this world. Okay. Now, next thought. We would imagine that if we spend a great deal in Torah study, that that's going to transform us. Says the Baal Tanya, not so quick. Even a person who spends most of his time in the Torah of Hashem. V'yegevayim v'layla lishma. And he toils in Torah lishma for the right sake. Ein zu echocha klal. Don't use that as a proof. Shenidcha hara mimkoyma, that the evil has been eradicated from its place. It's entirely possible that its essence and its strength is right there, full power, in its correct place, in the left chamber. Rak, the only thing is, that the garments, meaning thought, speech, and deed, of the animal soul, are not allowed to garment themselves b'mayach, in the mind, v'apen, in the mouth, v'yadayim, v'sharei v'ariaguf, or in the limbs, the hands, and other limbs. Why? Mipnei Hashem shenosan shlitu memshalom l'mayach alalev. Again, it's a gift from God. The Rebbein Shalem gave him a gift that his mind is able to rule over his emotions and his heart. And because of this gift from Hashem, meaning not because the person has eradicated it, only because of a heavenly gift, because of this gift, the godly soul that's in the mind, is able to rule over the city, all of the limbs, including the mouth and the thoughts, that they're able to be a garment and a chariot to the correct three levushim. She is lab shubahem. It allows it to be garmented in them. Shemach shavadi b'rmaisa shaltarik mitzvah satoria. That is to say, the 613 mitzvahs and how they express themselves using all three garments of thought, speech, and deed. Again, avo mehusa v'yatzmusa, but the essential nature shall never show the kiss. But as far as working up the muscles of the godly soul that it should really become stronger? No. That hasn't changed. He doesn't have a rulership or dominion or conquerability over his animal soul. Bebeinini. Except, kim bisho shahavas Hashem, hu bizgalas liboy. Except for temporarily at times, when the love of Hashem is revealed in his heart, Be'itim mizumanim at prepared times, like during davening, or other mitzvah performance. But even during those holy exalted times, apam it's not transformation; it's only dominion. Like it says, by Yain given Esav, when either Esav gets the upper hand, Yaakov falls. When Yaakov gets the upper hand, Esav falls. But they're right there. Meaning, it's able to overcome and strengthen itself over the animal soul. Bimikar hagvura, hagvura is with the strength, shibina, which is the power to contemplate during those special times, that they were gifted to contemplate Bigdulas Hashem in Tzayf Baruch Hu, the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the infinite, to give birth to an extreme love to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kurish B'yesh, like a burning fire, V'chalal HaYimini, in the right chamber, Shibli, V'oz, and as a result of that fact that is godly soul is so inflamed and engulfed in loving and pining for Hashem during that time, as a result, there's an overcoming of the evil in the left chamber. But don't deceive one, no one should deceive themselves that they've nullified it, that they've gotten rid of it. That only happens on the person who's on the level of a tzaddik. Shenema boy, as David HaMelech says, V'libi cholal bekirbi. David HaMelech says, he killed his Yetzihara. But that's only said about awesome, great tzaddikim. One of the simanim is, V'humayis bira, he's revolted by evil. V'soynoi betachlis asin, and he hates it with the most extreme form of hatred. V'amiyus, Or as he said earlier about the tzaddik she'enoy gomer, that he hates it, but it's not a total hatred. Aval bebeinani. But when we're talking about our man, the man who was called the beinani, who derech mashal, he says, if you want to use a parable to help us sink our teeth into who he is, it is called shiyoshen, like a person who's sleeping. That at any moment he could get up. That's how we are to view evil. Yeah, you went to sleep. My head's hard, took a nap. Next page, Yutes. Kach hara bebeinini, so to evil in the beinini, who kiyoshon bechlala smoli. He's asleep sometimes in the left chamber. When are those times that he's asleep? Shas krishma, tvila. Only during special times like Krishna and davening, shaliboy boyer b'avas Hashem, that his heart is aflame with the love of Hashem, but with the full understanding of v'achyach yachalias chayzevanir, that very soon thereafter he is right back where he was, alive and well.
When the Torah comes during davening, how's
that? It's the person who hasn't davened correctly.
So that's what he's not. The Torah is assuming in davening
right. Right. Now he's answering the second question he presented. He opened by saying, how is it possible that Rabba said about himself that he's a Beinani? What do you mean Rabba said like Pasuk Pumam Begirsa? He never stopped learning. The Yitzhara couldn't even kill him. He was learning so much. How could it be that he thought he was a Beinani? He says that Altanya, based on this categorical understanding of who each of these people are, we understand that the distinction between the tzaddik and the beinani is a very delicate distinction, and therefore Rabba could have thought that he was a beinani. Because if a beinani meant somebody who has half mitzvahs and half averus, Rabba knew that he was not a beinani. But if we're talking about the difference is evil still alive in the left chamber, does it sometime voice his opinions? So we understand why Rabba could have thought he was a beinani. After the pulsic puma begirsa, even though he never stopped, his lips never stopped learning. And in the Torah of Hashem was his desire day and night, with tremendous yearning and delight, and a yearning thirst for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like the love that a person experiences during Krishma and Tvila. V'nidma be'enav, Rabba thought maybe that he was kibbeinani. He was a benini. You're going to ask, how do you think he was a benini? He saw that his love was on all the time. So he thought he was like somebody who is hamispala kolayim. He thought he was like a person who davens all day long. Kibbeinim chazal, halavai shispala kolayim kulay. Like halavai, a person would daven all day long. So Rabbi thought, okay, why don't I ever have a thought of evil? It's probably because I'm davening all the time. But not that essentially he had transformed his Yetzer. Now, this is obviously a very radical opinion and mahalach. So I'd like to give you a glimpse into a possible source for where the Baal Tanya got this. Now, the Baal Tanya had a mentor who the world refers to as the Mendel of Vitebska, who wrote a sefer called Kriya Aretz, or I'm not sure he wrote it, somebody wrote it of his divrei Torah, and you see very clearly this idea in Parshas Kisisa and some other wild, radical ideas that come out here in Parshas Kisisa. Okay. So if you don't have it, it's up on the domestic .blogspot.com. It says as follows. Kisisa Andaf Samach Vav. Amen. Seder HaPasuk. Ha'ininu. Here we go. Yediyas Mohus HaNefesh. The nature. What is the essence of a soul? Hu Ahava V'yira. The nature of a soul is love and fear. Shema Taivas, which boil down to a lower common denominator, are all appetites. V'chol inyan ha'elam. Probably is l'chol inyan ha'elam. The appetites, the desire for all things. K'maimer, like the Pasuk says, ki adam hu ha'nefesh, the blood is the soul. V'adam hu ha'taiva. We know that blood is taiva. It's one of the explanations given for the prohibition in the Torah against eating blood. V'yomer Chazal tell us, miparshose shalos rasha. We learn from the rapist by Dina, Shechem ben Chamor, shay b'dveike v'chatzei v'chafeitza b'chasheka, al derech zeh hu aved elokim. The Torah uses the language there, dveikus, dovek nafshe. So we learn from him, from evil, how it's supposed to be in the positive. So what's dveikus? We use the word dveikus. What does the term dveikus mean? Says Mendelov, inyan hadveikus. What's the concept of dveikus b'Hashem pirushai? He says, let me tell you what dveikus is. Hu shelo yehei shum mafsik. Dveikus can only take place if nothing can get in the way. Only then does the possibility of dveikus exist when there is no other interest. And remember here, you're dealing with the second generation from the Baal Shem HaKadosh. Like the Baal Shem Tov gave a mashal, shebilti efsharis hachibur. It is impossible to connect mechatichas kesef achas al achas. You want to connect two pieces of silver to one another. You can't do it ayideh devek. You can't do it with glue. Ki im kishegoyderin min atzmas hakesef b'makam hadveka. Unless you scratch away the surface at the place that you want to connect the two places, the two pieces of silver. So you got to scratch away at the surface. And if you scratch away at the surface, and both pieces, oz misaches yafe, eimale devek toiv. Then you can connect them well. Vinasala echad, they could really join together. They have the same instructions from the Baal Shem Tov on Gorilla Glue. Masha enkein kishiyesh is a chaluda, but this is not the case if there's going to be rust. Or any other barrier, bilti afsharis lischaber, it will not allow for a connection to take place. Says the Baal Shem HaKadosh, unbelievable. V'zeu im tivakshena kikesef. That's what the Pasuk says in Mishlei. If you'll come looking for me like kesef, he says, it doesn't mean like people look for money. It means come looking for me like you want to connect silver. Al derech zehu adveikus elav yisbarach. So too can be dveikus tashem. Shitzarech ligrar me'atzmusai. The person needs to scratch away part of themselves. Shulayia alav shum chaludas, that there won't be any rust, umesach amavdol, any other barriers. Kim atzmusai, except for nothing but himself. Oz Yechaylis hadveikus, then it is possible to have dveikus. But v'chol zman achizase b'shum davar acher, as long as we are connected to anything else, ein edavik, we cannot cleave to Hashem. Ki yedua, now he kills us. Ki yedua she'inyin hadveikus b'gashmias. Everybody knows that when we use the term dveikus in physical things, hu ha-tainug, it refers to extreme pleasure. Ve'oitzem ha-tainug, and commensurate with the depth of the pleasure, eine miniach hishoytetus machshavtei b'shum davar. It will not allow thoughts to wander with anything else. U'machshavtei p'nuyu b'yisadavar, for their mind to open up and be open with regard to anything else. V'chein da kol davar tainug yesh lecha adam shememayne chavav alav. So too do we find with pleasures depending on who we are and what our pleasure level is. That's how we could define it. As Chazal tell us, b'chol moedecha means with all your money. And Chazal said, what do you mean b'chol moedecha? What are you? A minute ago the person was b'chol nafshecha, with his entire life. Say Chazal, there's some people who would rather give their lives than their money, because their tainug is defined more so by money than by life. V'chol machshavtei sham, and that's where the person's entire mind is. V'chein b'chol davar davar. So too is it true about everything. So if a person sees their mind is wandering, they're not involved in tainug. Tainug demands that the person is able to connect without their mind wandering. He explains further. Next paragraph. Klala demilsa. Here's the bottom line. Shekala teira by mitzvahs. All Torah study and mitzvah performance, einam ma'ilim la'adam chas v'shalom, will do nothing for the person, im hem b'lei dveikus, if they're done without dveikus. Hanisker, as I explained, dveikus. V'chol ha'yecheles hafshari basagas ha'adam midveikus ha'begashmiyim. And the entire capacity that a person has, we learn from how he connects to physical things. Yesh l'chadam, depending on where we're at. Some people enjoy food. Some people enjoy other forms of pleasure. Hakoy l'fi mashu, each thing according to who we are. Be'oisei advekus atzmai. We need to understand that HaKadosh Baruch Hu calls upon us using our individual forms and types of pleasure seeking. That pleasure itself, we are obligated, mechuyev b'avedas habayis barach, we're supposed to use for our godliness. Ubo yidvak, and with that pleasure we are to connect. Kol kizek kol adam, because that's what life is all about. Heim, haseichel hamidis v'advekis, shari aguf nikri bosar adam. This refers to the seichel, the midis, the character of the person, and dveikus, which is referred to here as the flesh of a person. And therefore we are called upon with all of our humanity to connect to the eternal God. Unbelievable. Look what he says now. If we have any desire to remain a human being after death, after we get rid of this physical body, to utilize whatever attainments we have during life, if we use our minds, our dveikus, our midas, while we're alive, to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then after we get rid of the body, there's something left there to relate to God. But if all of those things were only used for the purpose of the body, and the body's dead, there's nothing left. But if the person does not accustom themselves to utilize their strengths to relate to God, the only thing we relate to are physical things that are morbid, that die. When the person leaves his physicality, and the body rots, what's there left? How could the person at that point start to pleasure himself in God? If he didn't relate to the eternal God while he was alive. V'zeu, he says, that's the simple meaning of v'nichris ha'nefesh, that the soul will be cut off. Meaning, sheyich le'maguf, the soul is going to be cut off right there with the body. Because he has no relationship to anything beyond the body. So when the body goes, the essence of the person has nothing else to relate to. And he continues in this uplifting fat.
You got a guy who's super from.
And he studies a lot of Torah and does numerous mitzvahs.
Chavilas,
piles upon piles. Super, super from. But it's all done below Yislavus, without a brand,
Vishum Dveikus, and without any connection.
Vitzliach, and he succeeds. Shalei Bali Denisayan, Shum Dover.
The person succeeds in protecting himself. He puts himself in a context where he's not tested.
Love and Prisusa, he's never tested to recognize how low he is.
Sheni Yachalam has been assigned. He never recognizes how low he is, that he would not be able to withstand the Nisayan. He's in the Bismarck all day. Never is tested.
He never comes to recognize that really he's totally engrossed in his physicality.
And in essence, if the person was tested for one moment, he would step into the abyss in the worst way.
Thank God he was never tested.
L'chein l'pamim mizdam alei ma'aser Rasha, says Remendela, Hashem blesses him and brings to him a really horrible, evil thing. The Rebbe Shlom tempts him with something terrible.
K'mayim v'yesh tzadikim shemegi alem k'mayis harishoyim.
The tzadikim who Hashem brings upon them terrible things. Why?
B'chidei sh'yitin li b'lo'ovin, so that he sobers up to recognize she'ein yishalem im Hashem,
that he's not as whole and as righteous as he thinks he is.
V'yislaev l'tshuva, and the person should at that moment engulf themselves in tshuva,
l'hashiv es kol kechayisav itanuga v'al Hashem.
He's got to recognize that this has got to be a pleasure relationship with Hashem, not just an obedient frum relationship, but there's got to be a pleasure relationship in their Yiddishkeit.
He would have been put in chayrim if he would have written this today.
Kedivra Rava Magid ala posik, like his Rebbe, the great Magid, said on the posik, Ad Masai Otzel Tishkav.
The posik says in Mishlei, how long are you going to sleep, you lazy head?
Says the Magid,
Al derech mashal, k'shadam yashin shinas kev, when a person sleeps, a really gishmak shlof,
is achri kamishois, after several hours,
shedai levishinos, he slept enough,
umis oyer, and he wakes up,
v'kam v'tois v'skoich ha-mechik,
he should wake up refreshed, with renewed energy.
Masha'en ken mishu nim v'le nim,
this is not the case with a person who sleeps like I do,
where you doze off and you toss and turn.
Is efshalei lishkav kach kama v'kamishois.
It's entirely possible for a person to sleep many hours.
Vein ma'mishpam. It doesn't do anything for him.
Shafa pikin, he wakes up in the morning,
he gets up as confused as he was before he lay down.
Vein achazak, and he's not renewed.
Vasibel is eshalei hayashina keva,
he didn't sleep well.
Vizeu ad mosai otzel tishkav,
says the Maggid, this is what it means. How long are you going to sleep lazily?
Pirshatishkav ba'atzlus.
You're sleeping lazy.
Sleep like a mensch.
Nimbalinim, you're sleeping with a lazy sleep.
He didn't have insomnia
on the sleep. V'chein be'isek ha'toyr, but the same is true, says the Maggid, when it comes to the study of Torah mitzvah, shem ba'atzlus, that are done lazy.
B'li yislavus ha'dveikus, without gishmak.
He says, I'm not telling anybody to go out and commit some averus that they get a wake-up call.
B'chdeshi yislav, in order to get engulfed with it.
How long are you going to continue to be lazy in your Aveda?
Wake up, or go to sleep, but do something.
This is very powerful. This gives us a glimpse into the whole Egel.
Chazal tell us, that Klal Yisrael were not worthy of the whole story with the Egel.
Elik de lahiris tshuva, it came to wake them up to a tshuva call.
Pirish shekvar hayutzrichim the tshuva al kamedvarim.
They really needed to do tshuva over several serious things.
Shekadbo, several things that happened before that. They rebelled at the sea. What happened was, we become complacent. We don't recognize the small things that we need to do tshuva for. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu throws us a big one. That's why the eagle happened. V'chein David HaMelech Alav HaShalom. So too, do Chazal tell us about David. Megoydol tzidkosav u'bitchoynoi bi'atzmei, because of his extreme righteousness and his trust in himself. Shekvahech says, kol kechoyis of the davka ba'yizbarach. Because David HaMelech knew that he had transformed his kechis to Hashem. Omar, David HaMelech said, b'chaneni Hashem v'naseni Hashem. David HaMelech said, Hashem, test me. When Hashem told him he was going to test him in a given area, despite that, after Hashem took away his guard from him, nichshal, David HaMelech stumbled. This goes exactly back to what we just learned in Tanya. Lavinoi, in order to make him understand. She'ein shum efsharis habitochen odam ba'atzmai ba'ede beguf. No human being can trust themselves as long as they are still in the container called the human body. Kemaimer, she'ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu miyachid shemoy ala tzadikim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not place his name upon any living being. B'chayim. U'kemaimer, like the Mishnah says, al tamen ba'atzmecha, don't trust yourself as long as you're still alive. Uke Maimer, the exact Maimer we just learned in Tanya, El Mole HaKadosh Baruch Hu Oizroi, were it not for the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu helps him, and Yochel couldn't do it. Vizeod, similarly, the Gemara says about David HaMelech, the exact same thing that it says about the generation of the eagle. Lo Yoyah David, Roi Lo Yisamaisa, David HaMelech was not worthy of that story, Alekadeh Lahiris Tshuva, it was only to teach us tshuva. Vesadikim his halech tomid, because David HaMelech walked constantly with Hashem, b'liyafsik, without interruption. Shemoli yisav eina v'chulu, v'chen shayach hemshach mehem hashas, v'tzichel oeres tshuva b'yochid v'tzibra, that comes, one episode came to teach tshuva for the individual, that was the episode with David. The episode with the eagle was to teach tshuva to the rabbin. Last line on the page. Quelda de Milsa. Here's the bottom line, fellas. Shekol Adam Tzorech Mitzarif Lechachma Litzarif Ulizachich Kol Asagoysav Midoysav Kechoysav. We all need to combine to wisdom, meaning to purify, to cleanse all of our Midois in our acknowledgement, our Seichel. Vitanugav al Hashem, to relate them all to Hashem. Next page. Uli Ishtamesh Imam Benitzche Chai Vikayim Lo'elam Yavedu, in order to utilize them while we're still in our bodies to relate to Hashem. And then, Afil Acha Petirasim and Agufa Kola, the person would be able to relate even after they're out of their bodies. Next words are so powerful. The person dare not rely on the fact that he has not transgressed anything in his lifetime. And the person might say to themselves, if I've never done aveiros until now, clearly I must be a very holy guy. It proves nothing. Maybe Hashem never tested the person. Or could be all other kinds of stuff that prevent the person. Like the person's embarrassed. He won't do it because other people might see him. Or he has a mother-in-law that prevents him from getting into trouble. Is what is the great accomplishment if the person never actually transgressed the Avera? If the person hasn't eradicated the source within himself, it's still there. Kimaimer, where do you see such a concept? You see it because Chazal tell the Shah Kayes, somebody gets angry, kill the wife of the Avodah Zarah. It's as if he worshipped idols. Why? Or Ve'agadlus, or arrogance, Shayrish L'arayas. Arrogance is like Arayas. Why? Because what it's telling us is, even though the person didn't act out in idolatry, or even if the person didn't act out in Arayas, the source of those things are alive and well, and another manifestation of them expresses itself in anger or in arrogance. This is what the Chazal tell us, that pondering, fantasizing about Averis are just as bad or worse than the Avera. Because they are the source. Since those thoughts themselves are the source, David investigated till he came back to the source. Or as the pasuk says, what's the big deal if a person hasn't done it? If the root is still within himself, it's still there. It's the Beinoni. It's still alive and well. It's right there. One more paragraph. Aval, imrotzein ha'adam ledas, if a person wants to investigate, es asher bilvavoy, if a person wants to see where they're really at, im yesh Hashem itayim loy, is God really with him? Has he accomplished anything? Yavchin bidaitoy, let the person test themselves. V'yavin b'sichlein, understand well, im efsharai, if he has the capacity, ledavkai b'yizbarach, to cleave to Hashem, b'lishom hefsik, without interruption. How long can we fantasize about godliness without thinking about technology? Or something worse. U'lisanik al Hashem, and to delight ourselves in Hashem, I'm not talking about just pondering, but who can do it with the same intensity, with the same pleasure? Can you do it with the same intensity and the same pleasure of the most extreme form of pleasure that each one of us has? For one person it's money, for one person it's sexual pleasure, for another person it's food, whatever it is. Can you enjoy God as much as you enjoy, you fill in the blanks? That's the test. V'zeu, that's the meaning of Yahavta Hashem Kecha b'chol ma'idecha. And Chazal come along and say, yesh lecha adam she'mimani chavav alav kigufay. It depends. The pasuk saying, you want to test yourself if you love God. Test yourself. Find out, where's your weakness? Where are your skeletons buried? And then see where your relationship with Hashem is in relation to that. V'chein b'chol mida u'mida, so too is it true in every attribute, li'iskasha elav yizbarach, ka'isai yizkasha she'yash le'bigashmi. Do you have the connection to the same level that we have physically? And b'zem is'alim kol midois of elav yizbarach, if we can do that, then we elevate all of one's midas to Hashem. V'shayrish ha'oven ba'atzmei nimchak. Then we go back to erase, to eradicate the source of the sin. And that's how a person can go about even to elevate the physical world. Like the famous Chazal that says the waters below wept. I too want to be before the king. This is how Hashem makes peace. I'll have the maimal between the barriers of the waters above and the waters below. Important words. Ayudei HaTzadik. Who can make peace? The Tzadik. Bidveikusai b'HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because when he cleaves to Hashem, v'eches b'shneihem v'kul echad. For him, it's all one. For the rest of us, we're going to struggle. And the goal is to move the marks more and more, to broaden the time that we can be dovek on whatever level, and to overcome the challenges by recognizing that transformation is something super exalted. Our avoda is in the battle of iskafia, of overcoming and recognizing that a yitzhara is alive and well, and it's likely to be that way. And if we can sober up to that idea and recognize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu Oizrei, that the way we're machriya, the way we overcome, is with the assistance from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the more assistance we can introduce into our lives through Torah and mitzvahs, by understanding Torah ideas, bring them, making them part of us, that brings the assistance of HaKadosh Baruch Hu into our lives and gives us the upper hand to be able to overcome. And that's one of the most powerful methods of battling evil, is through inculcating and understanding. That's why so many of the Sefer Kodesh talk about Mishnayos Baal Peh, or Halachis, or memorizing the mitzvahs. Because the more of those tidbit ideas we can grasp, we can make our own, becomes one with us, and that's how HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Oizrei, and as a result, gives us the power to overcome. So Mitzvah will finish up Perek Yud Gimel next week. So, does the